Monroe County Sheriff says he just didn't have enough staff to check to see if work-released prisoners were actually where they were supposed to be during the day. So Chuck Amundson says Huber prisoners began wearing passive GPS equipment last week. Monroe County is among just a handful of Wisconsin counties using GPS monitoring to keep track of Huber prisoners. They're prisoners allowed to work during the day who must return to jail at night. Amundson says when they report back, data on where they've been is downloaded into a computer.
When they come back to the jail, they put the unit into a charger, and at the same time, then the information that has been stored throughout the day is downloaded into a computer, can be pulled up, and we have a mapping program is part of the whole installation process, and we can tell exactly where that individual has been throughout the day.
The system has only been in use for a week in Monroe County. Amundson says it's been a learning experience for prisoners and jailers. He says most prisoners have been going where they're supposed to go.
There have some that been a couple that have wandered a little bit off course, not significant amount, but they'll catch on.
Passive GPS doesn't give deputies real-time access to what a prisoner is doing, something that would be needed to monitor more dangerous prisoners. Amundson says Huber prisoners pay $5 a day, so monitoring doesn't cost the county anything extra. Once he and deputies become more comfortable with the system, Amundson plans to ask judges to consider using the system day and night for prisoners who can be trusted. He says that could save jail space, which is at a premium in his county. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.